Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has called for closer ties with South Africa. Speaking during a meeting with South African President Jacob Zuma, Ayatollah Sayed Ali Khamenei said independent nations should strengthen their ties despite efforts of Arabian powers to disrupt such relations. The leader spoke of the need for Iran and South Africa to boost cooperation, the non-aligned movement, saying this will serve the interests of all members of the organization. Ayatollah Khamenei also hailed South Africa's anti-apartheid leader, the late Nelson Mandela, and his role in bringing down the regime, which he described as tyrannical. The leader noted that following the Islamic Revolution, Iran cut ties with both Israel and the apartheid regime at the same time. The South African president appreciated Iran's support for his country's people during their struggle against apartheid. Zuma noted that South Africa has always opposed Western sanctions against Iran. He also praised Iran's, quote, resistance and said the country has proven it can resolve its problems and serve as a role model for other nations. Crossing over to the UK, joined by Shabir Hassan Ali, political analyst. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, tell me the significance of really the relations between South Africa and the Islamic Republic of Iran. We saw the leader of the Islamic Revolution mentioning that the first two entities, the ties that the newly revolutionary country of Iran that cut ties with was Israel and South Africa. The significance of that, especially with the newly nation as far as a revolutionary nation.
Yeah, I think it's the ties between that Iran broke following the victory of the Islamic Revolution are very important, and it was very revealing about the world stage that the countries that Iran broke ties with were obviously the Zionists and the apartheid regime, because the two were running the same sort of cartel, the same sort of system. And now that, alhamdulillah, with the struggle of the people of South Africa and with God's help, they threw away the chains of this racist, nasty, evil system that still sadly prevails in occupied Palestine. They are renewed. They have a new agenda. They have a new stance. And I think what Imam Khamenei was saying about the fact that the independent nations of the world need to work together to counter almost the whims of the arrogant powers is quite revealing and connected to this. Because if we remember, among the countries that were heavily supporting the apartheid racist regime that was occupying South Africa was Britain, was America, was Europe. You know, there were anti-apartheid movements certainly in those countries, but the governments, especially that of Margaret Thatcher and Reagan and all these people, they were really behind the racist government of South Africa, and they were providing all the support that they could, and they didn't want it to fail, but ultimately power of the people was shown, and the people overthrew the despotic regime. So that's a very important thing. And that's something that the new South Africa shares in common with the Islamic Republic of Iran, because of course, Iran also threw away a corrupt despotic regime in the form of the Shah, who was completely in the hands of the Zionists and in the hands of the Americans and the Brits. So there is a lot in common, but this idea of the independent nations coming together and working together to help each other is very important, because if we look at what the hegemonic powers, the arrogant powers want to do, all they want is they want all of the countries to be subservient to them. One of the reasons I believe, and many others believe as well, why this whole nuclear agenda against the Islamic Republic of Iran became so heavy and so vicious and brutal was because Iran showed to the entire world that a country under crippling sanctions can still excel scientifically and by reliance upon itself and its own people. And again, under the guidance of Imam Khamenei, who declared the resistance economy and all of this, the people banded together and they worked. And the more that they were hurt, the more nuclear scientists were murdered by the Israelis and others who had agendas against any independent country learning something. the stronger they got. I mean, I remember that, many, many students who were going to study something else changed their field of study to nuclear science.
Mr. Hassan Ali, do you think, just continue with what you've just said, do you think that with history has shown those entities, those countries that are trying to be independent, will pay a heavy price, whether we're talking about, when we look at movements, for example, that you were talking about, the South African apartheid regime, and we see, as you've mentioned, countries like the UK, like the United States, and many other European states that supported the apartheid regime, no matter the price that the natives were paying, isn't that a lesson that can be learned for other countries trying to go the independent path, that they cannot actually rely on these countries for support, but as the leader of the Islamic Revolution has said, they must rely on themselves and these independent countries actually forming an alliance?
Absolutely. I couldn't have put it better myself. The whole idea of a country that is under all sorts of control, if you like, by these hegemonic powers, for that country to then rely on those hegemons to help it is ludicrous. It's insane. Rather, the country and the people of the country need to rely on themselves. They need to help each other. If people come together, they talk, they communicate, there is nothing they cannot accomplish. They do not need some large bankers and large capitalists to like allow them to do something. People are capable of doing anything. And the sooner people realize that, if people learn from the lessons of South Africa, from Islamic Republic of Iran, from the resistance that Syria has shown, that Lebanon has shown, that the Palestinians have shown, this whole idea of resistance is not just something which is military in nature only. It's about resistance to corruption, resistance to hegemony, resistance to control that is against you, that is designed to exploit you. I mean, we know that in so many parts of the world, you have these Western companies that are essentially using slave labor. Well, those people who are slaves, who are subdued, they need to come together. The people, the caring people, the free people of those countries need to come together and say, hold on a minute, why are we letting our people be enslaved by these powerful oligarchs? Our people are our people. We can work with them. We can throw out these people. Ultimately, the people should understand that a lot of these hegemons who force people to do their bidding, like the Saudis, who won't go and fight themselves, they'll try and get Egypt or Pakistan or someone else to come and fight their battles. If no one does their bidding for them, they will crumble into nothingness.
Okay.
And we saw this with Shah. We saw this with the apartheid regime. We've seen so many examples, but the world needs to open its eyes and see. And I'm really, really pleased that Imam Khamenei and Mr. Zuma, they had this meeting, because it's important for the world to see that South Africa is no longer a puppet in the way it was. And South Africa is free, and it can learn and work with Islamic Republic of Iran to become stronger and freer, along with the rest of the
damn
nations.